Thank you for calling CPI. This is Lee.
Hi, Lee.
Hello.
Hi, Lee. My name is Amy Nelson. I'm calling from Local Splash, your marketing team.
Yes. How are you, Amy?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Amazing. So I was calling because yesterday you clicked in the dashboard indicating that you wanted more information on paid leads through Google Guarantee.
Oh, yes, yes. I wanted to know what that Google Guarantee thing was.
Cool. So that's my job, is to go over what Google Guarantee is. I'm one of the specialists that handles it in the Google Guarantee department.
Okay.
Yeah. So just kind of jumping right in, what do you know so far about Google Guarantee?
Oh, nothing. Nothing. I mean, I know about Google. I know about Google Ads, but yesterday while I was on the Local Splash dashboard, it was the first time I saw, that Google Guarantee post.
Oh, Google Guarantee is amazing. It's above the Google Ads. It's at the very top of the page. And the thing that's so amazing about it is that it's direct leads. Pardon me. And you only pay for the actual qualified leads. So have you ever done anything like through Angie's or Home Advisor, Thumbtack, any of that?
Well, I'm currently with Angie's, but it's really not producing anything.
I'm not surprised. I hear that quite a bit. And the reason why is because Angie's or Home Advisor or any of them, really, the Porch, the House, the Thumbtack networks, any of them, what they do is they purchase Google Ads for their company. And when they purchase those Google Ads, they run the ad, right? Pick your contractor, top 25 home inspectors, or XYZ. And then they capture the lead, and then they resell it to you and five or six of your competitors, right?
Yeah.
And then each year has to pay, and sometimes the lead cost fluctuates, and sometimes there's nobody. I mean, you call that lead, you chase them down, they've already got five or six quotes, they don't even want to hear from you, whatever the case is, okay? So all the things about that type of program that you don't care for or you wish you could change have been made right with Google Guaranteed. So Google actually built this program to trump all other pay-per-lead programs, okay? And what they're doing is they're eliminating the middleman. So with Google Guarantee, first and foremost, there is a vetting process to go through. So what Google Guarantee actually is Google is guaranteeing the general public qualified service providers at an affordable rate. Right? So they're guaranteeing that these guys that are listed in this specific section, or gals or companies that are listed in this specific section on Google, are qualified. They are the top qualified companies, and Google actually backs them. So what the Google Guarantee is to the general public, if there was ever any type of situation where something was unsatisfactory, or where any type of dispute, Google actually backs your company up with additional $2,000 worth of insurance per individual client. Now, for what you're offering with the home inspections and things like that, you're not like a contractor where they have to have business insurance and things like that, but it is the guarantee that is to the public, okay?
Okay.
So what Google does is, like, for contractors, you're lucky. In your vertical, this isn't required. But for most other verticals, it's business license insurance and a background check is required. So for your vertical, the only thing that's required is the background check. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, there's a $250 one-time application fee that goes to get the application processed and get you Google Guarantee certified. Now, the vetting process itself takes a maximum of 4 to 8 weeks. Because there's way less requirements for your category and your vertical, I don't imagine it would take that long at all. It's just going to be the background check. But what happens is once your Google Guarantee is certified, then your ad would go live. Now, are you in front of a computer now?
Yes.
Okay. Do me a favor. Go to an incognito window so we get a clean, fresh search.
Okay.
Now I want you to punch in Home Inspectors, Denver, Colorado, 80249.
What was that last number?
80249. That's the zip code I have for you.
Okay.
Okay. What does the search result produce?
So I do see the Google guarantee at the very top.
Yeah. So you see right there where it is. Now go ahead and click where it says more home inspectors in Denver, right below those three boxes.
Okay.
Okay, so this is the complete drop down. Now, if you were to click, what's the first one you see?
Tetin.
Okay,
Tetin
perfect.
Environmental.
Then it's showing exactly, because I'm in California, so I want to make sure that it's showing exactly the same. Click on Tetin Environmental. It's not going to charge that company anything. Okay, so you see how it pushes it to the right. It says sponsored. It shows you all the information about this client, right? This specific client isn't, he doesn't have too much in there information-wise on his company, right? We can really doll this up and make sure that you show up towards the top through optimization. But he shows that his specific services are mold and water testing for the company, right? He doesn't even necessarily do home inspections. So within home inspections vertical, there's multiple subcategories is what we call them. So you can be showing up specifically for the particular services that you actually provide. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Now with this being said, so in all other instances, any of those paper leads or Google ads, if you click on the ad and you click, well, Google ads, if you click on the ad, bam, it charges that client automatically. If you click on the phone number in Home Advisor, it automatically charges that client. Okay. Or Thumbtack or any of those. It automatically charges that client because they see that as a lead and they're not recording the phone calls. So they have no way of knowing if it's an actual qualified lead or not. They're just like, hey, it shows you're on the phone for a minute and 30 seconds. That phone may have been ringing for a full minute and then you left a 30 second voicemail saying, hey, you know, call me back when you're ready. this is my phone number.
Seriously.
You know, but they count that as a lead, right?
Yes.
And
so how much, apart from the application fee and all that, how much, I take it there's a monthly
Okay, I was going to get into that in just a second, but let me go ahead and tell you how that works, okay? So your lead cost is $28 per lead, and there's a minimum monthly budget of $365. So Google does require a minimum monthly budget for 13 leads in order to activate. And then you can increase or decrease after that point. So I will give you the specific parameters of what is a qualified and unqualified lead and how well it works in just a moment. But addressing this specifically, so once your Google Guarantee badge is approved and your ad is ready to go live, we call you. We say, hey, Lee, we're ready to set the minimum monthly budget. That's the $365. You tell us to charge the card, and that is now sitting in your pool, okay? And the way the leads come in with 13 leads per month is approximately 3 leads a week. So you have the ability to increase or decrease that as you see fit. If you need 6 leads in a week, you take on the first couple of leads, you see how fantastic they are, and you want to increase the lead flow, you can do that. The latter is true as well. If for any reason you get booked and you need to pause leads, you know, for a fact you're not going to be able to take leads on for a week or two, or if you go on vacation and you know you're not going to be able to take on any leads, you have the ability to pause completely. There's no accidental charges. There's no accidental leads being sent to you because the kicker on this is the clients are reaching out to you directly. You're not being handed a phone number and saying, here, Lee, good luck. Call old John, and he might be looking for a home inspection, and we hope you get it. That's not how it works. John's calling you directly, okay?
Okay. So is it guaranteed that I would get 13 leads from that 365? If I don't receive those leads, does whatever I have left in the 365 roll over, or
it
is
does.
It a required 365 every month regardless?
Nope. That's the beauty of it. It does roll over. Say you pause it. Say you go on an extended sabbatical, right, for 5 or 6 months. It literally rolls over month after month. There's no additional monthly charge on this. The only time that the lead budget would be refilled or recharged is once the lead budget has been exhausted. Okay?
Okay.
And then we're in contact with you, making sure that that's what you want, right? That yes, you want more leads coming in. Is there's no automatic charges here, okay? Because that's not how Google runs this program.
Okay.
So
what is the total cost of all this? I mean, apart from the application fee and the 365, how much does LocalSplash charge?
Nothing. That's the cost of it. That's the cost of it. So you're already a LocalSplash client. It's already included. Everything is included within the package. There's no additional management fees. There's no additional, you know, click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever.
Okay.
Yeah. So the other amazing, the thing that makes this so amazing and sets it apart from all other pay-per-leads is the fact that when you're on that Google section and a person clicks on that Google call tracking phone number, those calls are recorded for authenticity purposes. So what Google does is they're recording those calls and they have AI that is monitoring those calls, and you have access to the call recordings through the LocalSplash client dashboard. We have access to them. Google has access to them, so we have complete access in the event that there ever was a dispute, because there's only two instances that Google considers a lead qualified. So I'm sure you've experienced the standard, you know, I didn't mean to, or it was a sales or solicitation call, or somebody, you know, if somebody's seeking employment with your company, if they're asking for a service that's not listed on your service profile and you decline the job, or if they're asking for a service outside of your service radius and you decline the job, you're not charged for any of those calls. You're only charged if you give estimate over the phone or you set face-to-face appointment.
Yeah, okay.
Those are the only two instances that Google considers that a qualified lead, and that's when that would be charged out of your lead budget. Now, if you need to dispute anything, again, you have access through the dashboard to be able to go ahead and call me up or call up Perry, who's the specialist in this department, and say, listen, I need to dispute this call. This isn't a qualified lead. Okay? This is somebody asking for mold remediation, and I don't offer that, or whatever the case is. Okay?
Okay.
And then we just dispute it directly with Google. You don't have to worry about it. We take care of that directly. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the reason that this program is so special, in my personal opinion, is that it shows a 33% conversion of actual qualified leads over any other pay-per-lead service. But even more importantly, it shows a 27% conversion over any other Google product.
Okay.
Okay, so this is like the cure for cancer as far as getting the leads coming in that are qualified from the first page of Google with that actual paid leads, not just the random stuff that's coming in. And you're getting the best bang for your buck. I mean, $28 per lead, that's not bad, right?
That's not bad at all, yeah.
What were you paying through HomeAdvisor?
Oh, it's, what was it? I prepaid. Mm-hmm. I prepaid $750 for, I mean, I just started with it a few weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
I prepaid $750. I put my maximum for now just to kind of test the waters with HomeAdvisor at $250 per month. But I mean, I haven't received
an actual lead yet.
Okay.
Okay.
but even then, I mean, the lead cost is ridiculous. I mean, it's between 55 and, you know, between 38 and 65 per lead, regardless if you get the job or not.
Wow. Okay.
Dependent That's on the quality. Amount of the, yeah, the quality of the lead.
Which they're not even really monitoring what the quality of that lead is. They're just kind of shooting in the dark. Because they're not recording those phone calls. They don't know what is actually being asked for, you know?
Yeah, yeah. What did you say your name again was?
My name is Amy.
Amy, that's right. Okay, Amy, I do have to head over to an inspection. Can we set up a time to talk possibly tomorrow morning?
Okay, sure.
Because it gives me time to process all this and get a little more information.
Okay.
And then we can see if we'll move forward with it. Because
okay.
I mean, with all the costs that are involved with everything else that I've done, I really do have to think about that. I mean, Google, obviously, this is a very good. This would be a very good investment.
Mm-hmm. And the only upfront cost is the $250 application fee, if and when you choose, and then you have time to make that up while they're doing the background check and getting everything lined up for you.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, I have to see where else who am I going to cut out in order to do this, because I don't want to overextend the budget at this time. So I need to get that in order. And then, or better yet, let's not set up a time. Can I have your direct number extension?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sending over an email now, and that's going to have the breakdown of everything. It says Google Guarantee in the subject bar. And then I'll send out a text with my direct phone number and extension line. That way you have it. And, we can get this going for you when you're ready. Okay.
No, you got it. Thank you so much, Amy, for your call.
You're so welcome. Have a great day. Thanks for your time.
Bye.
Okay, bye.